Okay, so just close your eyes or keep them open, whatever you feel comfortable. Make sure you have a relaxed posture. And take 3 deep breaths. So we're going to visualize someone in front of you who you may have problems with the climate and ecological emergency. So it doesn't need to be a clear visualization, it just be a sense of this person. It could be part of yourself that you're having struggles with. It could be somebody a bit bigger, maybe the head of BP, if you can visualize who they may look like. Maybe a prime minister or a politician or somebody with a lot of power. Or somebody just with who you know you've got some ambivalence to the climate and ecological emergency. It could be somebody very local and just a difficult person in your life, a neighbour, a family member, or even someone you love who you struggle with one part of them. So just focus on one person and bring that person to mind in a visualization, either as an image or as a sense that somebody's in front of you. You might want to change this person if you're finding the meditation difficult with somebody who's quite powerful, such as a prime minister. So at any moment, just make your meditation a lot easier. Maybe somebody you love with something difficult, or maybe yourself. So start by reflecting on how you relate to this person. Do you see your wish for them to change how they relate to the ecological emergency? Do you want them to be different? Change their ways, do things your way, have your opinion? Can you notice your wish for them to have a healthy collective response to the climate and ecological emergency? Can you feel the difficulties in yourself? Do you feel blame or anger coming up in yourself when you're dealing with this person or thinking about this person? Or could there be hatred or rage? Is there a particular thing that they do or say which really upsets you? As we know that what's happening to the world right now, this planet, is we're heading for catastrophe. But can you also go a bit deeper than what this person says or thinks or believes or how you relate to them? Can you connect to their basic humanity, their basic goodness? If you're struggling with this because you've picked somebody who's quite difficult to work with and you can't connect with their basic humanity, then maybe just pick somebody else who you can see, somebody a bit closer to you. Can you see their basic need of simply wanting to be happy in the only way they know? Can you see that the way that they know has been conditioned through their upbringing? That whatever they say and believe is a result of how they've been brought up, their worldview. And that underneath that, there's just a human being who just wants to be happy. Psychologists say we're all experiencing the three A's in relation to the climate and ecological emergency. We're either experiencing anxiety, ambivalence, or an aspiration to be part of the solution. But we're all experiencing all of them to a greater or lesser extent. Can we be curious about what is happening to this person, be it anxiety, ambivalence, or aspiration? Are we just projecting that they just don't care, when deep down, they do care? Can you see any ambivalence in yourself about the climate and ecological emergency? It's so easy to switch off and to focus on other things in your life. Do you notice that about yourself? Can you connect with that? Can you connect and relate to yourself and this other person on that basic level of shared humanity? And can we even be with the possibility that they might not change? That you might not change? That the media might stay as it always has, as it has done, denying what's happening in the world? That our politicians may not wish to change things for many reasons, they may not do that. Can we sit with the fact that the climate and ecological emergency may not be stopped? Maybe whatever we do, we're heading straight for catastrophe. Can we sit with that? Can you still make peace and forgive this person or with yourself? Can we find a way to call out the action and not the person? Separate the act from the actor. The ambivalence from the human, they're not the same. Can we connect to their humanity? Can you visualize a white light beam connecting your heart centers? And be open to sharing that light, exchanging from you to that other person, or from you to an aspect of yourself. Acknowledge any vulnerability or resistance. Can you sit with your grief? Is climate grief as valid a response as climate justice? Can you make peace with yourself and others? Can you call out the action but not the actor, the act but not the person? I'm going to read a poem by an Irish poet called Padraig O'Tuama, who spontaneously wrote this poem when he saw the Queen of England shaking hands with the head of Sinn Féin in 2012. I think it was the first time the Queen had been invited to the Republic of Ireland since the Troubles in Northern Ireland for 30 years. And he wrote this poem called Shaking Hands. Shaking hands, because what's the alternative? Because of courage, because of loved ones lost, because no more, because it's a small thing, shaking hands, it happens every day. Because I heard of one man whose hands hadn't stopped shaking since a market day at Omar. Because it takes a second to say hate, but it takes longer, much longer, to be a great leader. Much, much longer. Because shared space without human touching doesn't amount to much. Because it's easier to speak to your own than to hold the hand of someone whose side hasn't been previously been described, prescribed or denied. Because it's tough. Because it's tough. Because it's meant to be tough. And this is the stuff of memory, the stuff of hope, the stuff of gesture and meaning and leading. Because it has taken so long, so, so long. Because it has taken land and money and languages and barrels of blood and grieving. Because lives have been lost. Because lives have been taken. Because to be bereaved is to be troubled by grief. Because more than two troubled peoples live here. Because shaking a hand is only part of the start. Because I know a woman whose touch calmed a man whose heart was breaking. Because privilege is not to be taken lightly. Because this just might be good. Because who said this would be easy? Because some people love what you stand for, and for some, if you can, they can. Because solidarity means a common hand. Because a hand is only a hand, so hang on to it. So join your much-discussed hands. We need this for one small second. So touch, so lead. The last minute or so, we'll just focus on settling and on our breath.